Welcome to Spill the Tea with Pastor Tim Cruz, where we discuss topics relating to the Bible, life, and leadership. We pray that you're encouraged, inspired, and challenged by today's discussion.
What's up, everybody? We have the honor and privilege to be able to talk to one of the most amazing people in the world. Not only do we have the privilege and honor, but the opportunity to hear from Haley this evening. Haley, how are you doing today?
I am doing fantastic. How are you, Pastor?
Oh, I am just doing just so much better now that I get to hear your voice and get to talk to you a little bit and have people hear your amazing story. So what I want us to do is be able to want to walk people through hearing all the things of like who you are and have you just like really just spill the tea on. Why don't you just tell us a little bit about who you are and your story?
Okay, so I've been attending Liberty for just about a year now. The first time I went was January 24th, 2020. So it's really just coming up on a year. And the first night I went, I had been invited by a friend, and it was a youth night, and it was the first night back after, I believe it was winter retreat, and it was an altar call. And I had previously had an invitation to go to winter retreat with this friend, but I didn't end up taking the offer, and I don't exactly remember why, but I do think now that it was definitely God's calling that I didn't go that night, because I was meant to go on this altar call. So to give you some background, before I had gone to church, I was raised as a Catholic, and I kind of lost touch with my general life with the church, and I just kind of fell off my path, and I didn't know where I was going, and I ended up delving into some really weird stuff. Like, I had used something called tarot cards, and I was going on a really bad path, like a very, very bad path, and I had struggled with so many different things like every teenager has before. Like, I had been to parties, whatever, the extent of whatever teenagers have gone through. So I go to this youth group night, and my dad was like, "You're going to youth group? Like, you're going to church?" And I was like, "Yeah, why not? You know, I got an invitation, so I figured I'd go." And upon getting there, you know, it was normal. I was introducing myself and kind of figuring out like what the scene was. And then later on, you know, we get started, and as the night goes on, I start like noticing, like after the songs were playing, people started crying, and they were like praying and just crying, and everybody was in like holding hands with each other and praying for each other. And I remember one of my friends at the time, like she wasn't my friend at the time, but I had just met her, and she comes up to me and starts praying for me and is like literally screaming in my face. And she's like, "You are meant to be here. It's no mistake that you came here tonight. Like, he's called upon you, and you are meant to be here tonight." And for some reason, seeing all these people crying and praying and just seeing it, you could really see a movement through these people that night. And coming from someone who had no idea like what was happening, I could feel God. And I ended up crying, and I started praying, which I hadn't done that in, I don't even remember. Like, it was the first time I had done that in a while. And I truly felt that that night was the night that I met God. And it was that night in particular that everything had changed. I had just started going to church more often. I started going to youth, and now every Sunday I'm there. And I'm serving, or I'm at a service, and I serve on the worship team at church. And it's just a complete 180 from where I was a year ago. And it's just like, looking back in hindsight, I with all the stuff that I did not even a year ago, compared to where I am now, just being at church all the time and, you know, even being here to talk about my experience is just a huge deal in the short amount of time. It shows what God can do in a person. And, you know, a lot of people had given up on me, actually. And like, you know, I kind of felt like I was a lost cause, because I had struggled with like suicidal thoughts as well. I've even tried to take my life. And it's not something that I've ever really talked about, but I truly think that God knew the things that I was here to do, and he knew what I was called to do. And I'm still here for that exact reason, because he was like, you're not over yet. And I think that it's important for people to know that their stories aren't over just because the things of this earth tell them that they are. Mm. And yeah, I mean, I just recently got rebaptized as a Christian, and you had the great honor of doing that.
That's right.
Seriously, just complete submersion. Just boom.
Come on, full immersion, just like Jesus did it. That's how we roll.
Yeah, my poor great-grandmother thought you were drowning me. But, it was just completely 180 from where I was a year ago. And I couldn't be more thankful for that. He's just moved so much in my life to the point where I'm actually now a small group leader as well. And I am currently trying to minister to students and even my own family at home. So complete change.
No, absolutely. We're so proud of you. And that's why I wanted to get you on here, because you're no longer a student. You're a grown adult who has been through the fires, been through the process. So I wanted to ask you this. So you kind of told us a little bit. Now let's zone this in a little bit more. Yeah. How has your life changed over this past year?
Well, like I had mentioned before, I kind of briefly touched on it, but when a year ago, I had struggled with substance use, where I would drink or I would smoke, and I would do it with my friends. And it wasn't something I ever really enjoyed doing, but I still did it because I felt like I needed to fit in. And compared to now, I haven't done any of that. I've been attending services like every Sunday. And even when I have those thoughts, like mental, because I do struggle with depression and anxiety on the regular still. But before, my way of coping was using those substances to kind of distract from the fact that I was feeling that way. And now, you know, even when I get an inkling where I feel like I want to go back to that, my head goes to, but that's not what God wants me to do. And before, I didn't have that self-restraint. I would just be like, why not? Let me do it. But now I'm like, I have this restraint. And instead of letting these thoughts or letting these impulses get to me, I pray. And it's something I never would have thought I would ever do. But I just remind myself that these thoughts are not of God. And these impulses, these urges, these feelings that I sometimes have to face are not of him. And we're called to leave those things at the cross because they're not meant for us. They're things and feelings and urges of this earth. They do not belong to me. So my whole head, like my whole mindset is completely changed on how I approach issues, like that before I would just do the most unhealthy thing possible. So in a year, my mindset is completely different.
Yeah, you definitely have. I mean, if only people knew the story of the full of Haley, they would just be blown away. I'm not blown away because I'm just like, yeah, it's the Lord just doing it. But there is parts that I'm just like, man, oh man, like how, if you can turn it around for her, I only imagine what it's like to turn it around for other people who have just been touched and changed by you, by everything you've done. So let me ask you this. With everything you've been through, how would you encourage someone who is younger than you, who maybe is going through the same thing you're going through?
I think that's actually a great question, because when I was going through that, I felt very alone. And I felt that I needed to turn to things that weren't good to feel better and to feel like I belonged to something, or, you know, have a sense of belonging. And I feel like if I were to talk to somebody who was younger than me that was going through the things that I were going through, I would tell them to just hold on and see what he can do. Because I wanted so badly to give up, and I wanted so badly to not even be on this earth anymore. And I didn't realize that I could find people like brothers and sisters in Christ that I belong to And it's easy to want to give up, but holding on and allowing yourself to persevere through the pain is what gets you the gain. And I would just say to someone my age who is dealing with mental health or trying to delve into weird, ungodly stuff, whatever you want to call it, juju, whatever, just hold on and seek him, because the Holy Spirit is calling out to everybody. Like, you're not, nobody is discluded from the call of the Holy Spirit. But you just have to listen to the call. And I know many times I tried to ignore it. And I would be like, no, bump this. I'm not listening to this. What? Like, yeah. I used to kind of like, it was my own stubbornness. And God was like, that's crazy. You really think you're going to ignore me? No. Let's amp it up a bit. Let's have one of your friends tell you about the power of Christ. And I think it was only being led by my friends to make me realize of the call, like of my calling, that helped me get to the place where I am. So even if it's just like looking at youth group or something, or, you know, going to a service, just like get involved. And honestly, going to youth group was probably the best decision I made, because I am where I am today, and I wouldn't change that for the world. So I guess what I would say to someone younger than me is don't give up. And don't think that what God can do is impossible, because nothing is impossible when it comes to God.
That is so good.
Your situation isn't impossible. He's already planned it out. He already has like 50 different outcomes of what you can do. You just have to trust in him. So God makes the impossible possible.
Yeah, that's so good. Now let's ask the opposite question. Now that you're a leader, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of older folks who are investing in, mm-hmm. how would you encourage someone who is older and wants to invest into the younger generation? And how would you encourage them to do that?
I would say patience is a big thing.
Facts.
Because you're going to need a lot of it. Obviously, coming to terms with, you know, ending one chapter of my life and starting this one was a process. And some processes take longer than others, but at the end of the day, that patience and perseverance of leading a person or a teenager who's been struggling like that to Jesus is so much, it's just worth it. It's so worth the wait and the patience involved in it, and just loving someone to Christ after whatever they've been through is worth it in the end, because you know that another child is going to meet him. And I think another thing I would say is something I've learned recently is to not react, but respond and just listen to what this person has gone through or what they're saying, and just provide support for them through their walk, because obviously they're going to have to figure out their walk for themselves. But just having someone there to guide them and, you know, just love on them while they figure out their walk is enough for them to keep going, because it's not an easy thing to come across. It's not an, like, being a Christian isn't always going to be easy. It's not. It's not always going to be easy, but in the end, it's so worth it to know that you have a student of yours meet Christ. And just being able to say that and, you know that God will move through this student just as they have moved through you, I'd say it's worth it. And you never know what God has called this person to do.
That's right.
So I think the beauty of it is just waiting to see what this person can do.
That's fire. Now, let me ask you this question. How have you found your own personal time with the Lord to be of value?
Well, it's kind of odd, because sometimes the Lord has no regard for time, what time it is of the morning.
Tell me about it.
So I find that my personal time with God is very calming. It's very peaceful, and it's very warm and loving. Despite the fact that I may be sobbing and listening to a worship song that ministers to me, it's a very good cry. It's like a release, and it's like, it gives me more ideas to bring to my students and what I can do for them. And like I mentioned before, I am on the student worship team, the student life worship team downstairs, whatever. But, you know, my personal time with God is very valuable to me, because when I set that time aside, I notice that my prayer is a lot more focused and I can focus more on Him and not have any distractions. Like, I'm telling you, like 4 o'clock in the morning, and He's like, hey, let me tell you something really quick. And I'm just like, come on, I'm trying to sleep. And He's like, no, 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 no. I got this message for you right now. And it just comes out of nowhere. And I think that when I get these messages and I find out who I'm trying to say it to, like sometimes I'll get messages to tell you or friends at church or just even my family members or even just friends in general. I think that it's really special to know that He can speak through you, help others. And, you know, personally, when He speaks to me, I just feel love. And I think for sure He's definitely called me to help people and lead them to Him through my words as well. So, you know, that's come with my personal time with Him, realizing what I'm called to do. So I think it's really special to have some alone time with Him to figure out your walk and what you're called to do and how you can help lead people to Him. I think that's really special.
Yeah, that's really, 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 really important. Like for me, I've made a goal this year to journal every day for this year. And if I miss a day, well, my goal is to just put something in it, but I think it's important. So we really appreciate you taking the time this evening to spend with us and share, because whenever someone listens to this, I pray that it blesses them as much as you have blessed all of us. So Haley, I'm just going to ask you, why don't you just close us in prayer before we head our separate ways in the virtual world?
Alrighty. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that anybody who is listening to this, who is struggling or currently needs a pick-me-up or a reason to continue their path with you, Lord God, I pray that you show them the way, and I pray that you give them a sign and open doors that they never knew were possible, because God, you are the God of impossibilities. God, you move through people's lives even when they think that there's nothing that they can do or they feel like every door has been closed in front of them. God, you open them. I pray that whoever is listening and needs a testimony to show them the real power of God and the real works that He can do, I pray that you open their eyes, and I pray that you continue to love on them and lead them to you. And I pray over everybody tonight that they sleep well. And in your name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, Haley, thank you so much for taking the time to hang out with us. We love you and we are so proud of you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Be sure to follow us to stay connected and updated on future episodes as we spill the tea with PT.